T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sal Licata back on the Fan, 877-337-6666. This Nationals team is unbelievably resilient here. I mean, even me, who picked them to go to the World Series prior to the playoffs, you know, the way the wild card game went, who knew? And then they get in the wild card game and do what they did. And now, oh my God, Harris, do you believe it? The Nationals, I mean, I don't want to get play-by-play, so let me let it breathe for a minute. One, two. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam! Nobody out in the bottom of the 10th inning. I don't believe it! They were down 3-1 in Dodger Stadium against the best team in the National League in Game 5. Dave Roberts brings in Clayton Kershaw with first and second in the bottom of the 7th inning. Two out, obviously two on. Adam Eaton up. And Kershaw dismissed him. He looked feeble. Start the 8th inning. They come back out with Clayton Kershaw. Rendon homers, 3-2. Soto follows with a homer, 3-3. On to the 10th we go. And bases loaded with nobody out. And Howie Kendrick, who has struggled, at least when I'm watching him in this series, hits a grand slammer. And the Nationals take a commanding. I can't believe this. Now, I understand that I'm supposed to hate the Nationals as a Mets fan, but when you get them at 7-1 odds to go to the World Series in the National League, when you get them at 2-1 odds in the series against the Dodgers, you'll root for them. Okay? I root for money. I don't care. And I mean, the Dodgers, and I hate the Dodgers and their fraud fans anyway. And their fans are stunned and they're heading for the exits, probably going to see a movie. How about this national team? And you kind of got the feeling, and this is why I picked them before the playoffs, because you just felt all they had to do is win one. Win that wild card game, and maybe they get the monkey off the back, and everything will roll from there. Not only do they win the wild card game, they do it in incredible fashion, coming back late in that game against Josh Hader, of all people. They beat the Brewers. Now, in a great series against the Dodgers in LA, in Game 5, down late, as we mentioned, to take this type of deficit, down 3-1 against the Dodgers late in this game in their ballpark, tie the game the way that they did it with Rendon and Soto, and then Howie Kendrick, who knew it was gone when he hit it, the grand slam here in the top of the 10th. My goodness. I mean, is there any doubt now that this team is going to the World Series? I can't imagine the Cardinals stopping this team right now. And unfortunately for the Met fan who hates, you know, look, I mean, do you like anybody if you're a Met fan? If you're any fan, if you're not in it, I don't like any team. Braves, Cardinals, Dodgers, Nats, is there one that's better than the next? But you're probably going to get, I shouldn't say probably going to get, but there's a great chance you're going to get Nationals, Yankees World Series. And that's not going to be easy to take. Dave Roberts is not a good manager. I'm sorry. I mean, he's showed his ineptitude over the last couple of postseasons. And it's not about bringing in Joe Kelly, who's getting lit up here and, you know, to the tune of the grand slam and the four runs, obviously. But not, why would he bring back Clayton Kershaw? Why would he bring him out for the 8th inning when you got Kenta Maeda there, who has been nasty out of the pen for them? Why would you do that? Now, Maeda facing Rendon or Soto may have been different results. I mean, hard to imagine him giving up back-to-back homers, but who's to say that the Nats couldn't have scored off of him with those two guys getting it started, but he did shut them down once he came in. It's just, why would you go with Kershaw? Of all people, he did his job against the lefty. Go to somebody else. All right, let's get back to the calls. 877-337-6666. I must say, I love the baseball postseason. It has been, for the most part, fantastic. I know some of the Yanks games with the Twins were non-competitive and their 4.5 hours of just bad baseball at times. But these good games here, the Nationals have played in a bunch of them. They have been, it has been fantastic drama. Even the Rays a little bit. I mean, you know, last night especially, it has been fantastic drama.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.